I welcome you to today's service. I believe that it's a day that will be the beginning of better days in somebody's life in the name of Jesus. Amen. A special welcome to those who are listening to us online and those who are watching over the video. I believe that which the Lord is doing in our midst here today, He will do it also for you where you are seated, watching and listening in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's the month of consolidation. And when we're talking about consolidation, we're talking about the coming together of everything we have known into one single whole. And in order to get us going, I'd like us to read a couple of scriptures from the Bible. We'll be reading from John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9, and we're reading from Luke chapter 13 verse 10 to 13. So first of all, we'll read John chapter 5 from verse 1 through 9.
John 5, 1 to 9. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath.
Amen. Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 13. Luke chapter 13, from verse 10 to 13.
Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had the spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, for this few moments, even as we look into your word, I pray that your word will look back into us, howbeit we'll live here better, stronger, healed than we have come into the house. Thank you, my Father and my God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now, from these two scriptures that we have read, there are some few things I want you to take note of. Do you mind you mute every other mic? There are two things that I want you to, or a couple of things I want you to notice about the man and the woman that they had in common. They both have been in the case that they were for a pretty long time. The man for about 38 years, and the woman for about 18 years. Secondly, both of them on this Sabbath day were in church in a place of miracles, hoping to catch a miracle. Thirdly, these people, the man and the woman, had seen a lot of people, some with more serious or less serious condition than their own, obtaining miracles. But they've been there for a long time. 38 years is a long time. 18 years is a pretty long time. They both must have experienced sympathy from people, kindness, probably some reproach, some despising from people who had had encounters with them. They must have experienced all mannerism of emotional roller coaster due to their condition. They both had seen a lot of bad days. But one day, on a Sabbath day like this, the better day came to them. It came when they least expected and from an unknown source unto them. In John chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible said that when Jesus saw him, talking about the man, lie and knew he had been in that case for such a long time, he said to the man, "Will thou be made whole?" You see, all the people that were by the pool that day were seeking a miracle. Everybody there had a varying degree of a problem. But what was common to them all was that they all had their eyes fixed on one solution. They all learned to wait, to be focused, and to be prepared, because nobody knew which day the angel would come to steer that pool. But they all were there in church on Sabbath day, in that place where they all believed something great will happen. This morning, something great will happen in somebody's life in Jesus' name. Now, let me say to you, my brother, I don't know which pool that you are waiting for to be steered on your behalf. Neither do I know how long you've been waiting for a miracle from God. A few people may know your history, and I've been praying for you. They may have made promises to you due to your situation, your condition, but it has been difficult for them to fulfill their promises. Many more do not even know your history, but they got a chance to know you when you entered that predicament that you are in today. And because of what they have seen, there's a lot of speculation going on concerning you, which I can guarantee you, because they do not know your history, many of them are false. Now, probably there are a few people that remembered you when things used to be good for you, but a lot more know you when you got into the situation that you are in. Indeed, there are a lot of people around you, and yet you're very lonely. At that same place, at that same pool, you're seeking what many people are seeking. Seeking a spouse, seeking employment, seeking admission, a promotion, seeking favor. While others are getting through, you seem to be stuck in the runt. You're doing what other people are doing, and while they're succeeding, you are experiencing failure. My brother, I have good news for you. Others may have seen you and they've not been able to do anything. But let me tell you, according to the scripture, it said Jesus saw him lie and knew he had been a long time in this case. Jesus can see you demoralized, tired, immobilized, downcast and unfulfilling. You feel hopeless, and mostly you are angry with yourself and people around you, and you're often very sad. But Jesus knows your condition, and he knows how long you have been like this. I want to tell you, my brother, better days are coming for you. Those days of sorrow are ending, and better days are coming for you in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 13, going back to that woman from verse 11, it says, "Behold, there was a woman which had the spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together, and he could no wise lift herself up. And then it says, and Jesus saw her. My sister, this could be you. You are bowed down over. You've known abuse. You've been bruised. You are anxious. You are rejected. You've been bullied. You've been often misunderstood by all those who surround you all your life. You've been rated, as it were, lower than others. And what makes it even worse is that your uniqueness, what's unique about you, the way you look, the way you talk, the way your body mass is, your legs, whatever it is, due to your own uniqueness, it has been painted black that something is wrong with you because you do not fit in to the mainstream. You've even been ridiculed for your uniqueness, and you've been, as it were, the focus of the joke when people are around you. And now, because you've taken it all in, you're experiencing depression. You cannot relate appropriately with people because you want to fit in. What you have heard, what you have experienced, is enough to make you bow down, double up, and you cannot even lift up yourself. The energy, the negative energy of those false criticism from people towards you all your life has made you to lose confidence in yourself. But the Bible said in verse 12, and when Jesus saw her, Jesus is looking upon you today, my sister. He called her to him. My sister, Jesus is calling you today. Better days are coming for you in the name of Jesus. And he said to the woman, woman, thou art loosed from your infirmities. He laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. My brothers, my sisters, I want you to know, and I want you to remember, that Jesus has seen you, and to remind you, better days are coming. Do you have a renewed, or can you get a renewed vision? Can you acquire, can you embed within you the vision of a breakthrough? Can you see yourself coming out better from this situation that you find yourself today? Can you see your irreversible becoming reversible? Can you see the tide that has been against you begin to work for your good? I ask you, my brother, I ask you, my sisters, can you see better days coming? In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, the Lord said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end of it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 is for somebody here this morning. It could be a man, it could be a woman, but I want you to open your ears to what God is saying to you this morning. God will show you better days in Jesus' name. Amen. He will give you a vision of the better days that are coming for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. According to the scripture in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, it says, put it into writing what the Lord will show you this morning. Because it is not yet time for the better days, but they will come to pass indeed in Jesus' name. The better days are coming for you, my brother. The better days are coming for you, my sisters. And the Lord will show you that what he has said concerning you, The vision that will give you of the better days are true. They may seem slow in coming, but wait for it. It will surely take place at the appointed time. It will not delay. You may wait this long. You may have waited this long. But the better days are closer to you than you could ever think or imagine. My brothers, my sisters, sometimes it may feel very cold and very lonely. I want you to know that better days are coming. You have seen the good days. You've seen the bad days. You've experienced happy moments and a lot of sad moments. But I want you to remember this morning that better days are coming. Can you see it? Can you hear the wind? Can you taste it? Can you smell it? I want you to remember, better days are coming for you indeed in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, what you're experiencing is only for a season. But you might say, no, this season has been extremely long for me. 38 years is a lot of time. 18 years is a long time. But I want you to remember one thing. Better days are coming for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now is the time for you to focus. Now is the time for you to refocus and don't lose sight of the desires that you had. This is the time for you to revisit and have God show you a vision of better days yet again. I know that many people might not even know or understand the hurt that you're feeling in the place of abundance and yet you're lacking. I know that many people might not understand the awkwardness within you, and even though they say words of comfort, but yet you're not comforted. Please, I want to remind you, my brother. I want to remind you, my sister, that better days are coming for you. Amen. I need you to remain hopeful now. I need you to start smiling again now because better days are coming. They're coming your way faster than you could ever think or imagine. You see, I don't know which pool that you're waiting for to be stirred on your behalf. I don't know which angel that you're waiting for to do a miracle in your life. But I've come to say to you this morning, that better days are coming for you in Jesus' name. I don't know which church you've been to. I don't even know why you're here today. I don't know who the prophet that has prophesied over you is. I don't know who your pastor is. But I've come to tell you here this morning on this Sabbath day that better days are coming for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You are here today. And the reason why you're here today is because Jesus wants you to know that better days are coming for you indeed. I don't even know, my brother. I don't know, my sister, the opportunities that have come your way and you miss them. I don't know which kind of promotion that should be yours, but it skipped you. I don't know where you have worked hard to acquire things, but rather than acquire, you lost. I don't know how long you stayed up all night and yet the result has been in failure. But I want you to know this. Better days are coming. Amen. Better days are coming for you, my brother. Amen. Better days are coming for you, my sister. Amen. I don't know how long you have waited. That man waited for 38 years. That woman waited for 18 years. But when better days came, it came when the least expected. I don't know how frustrated you are. I don't know how abandoned you feel. I don't know how lonely you are. I don't know how many people you've celebrated and none to celebrate you. I don't know how many people have left you. I don't know how many people have added on to you. But as it took one day, one man showing up in the presence of the man by the pool and said to him, do you want to be made whole? as it took one man one day that knew that situation of this woman was bad, that she was depressed, that she could not even support herself any longer, and spoke a word and said, "Woman, thou art loose." And I said, "Take your mat and begin to walk." I want you to know this, my brothers. I want you to know this, my sisters, that better days are coming to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I close by saying to you, wipe away the tears, my brother. Wipe away the tears, my sister. Know that weeping may endure through a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Better days are coming for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to know that your irreversible will become reversible. I want you to know that every tide against you shall begin to work for your good. For God is your refuge. God is your strength. Your very present help in times of trouble. Better days are coming for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, the righteous, they suffer a lot of affliction. Many, many, many are the affliction of the righteous. But the Lord knows how to deliver them out of it all. Better days are coming for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Where you find yourself today in conflict, in the midst of that conflict, better days are coming for you in Jesus' name. Amen. That other people did it and they succeeded, and you have done it and you failed, I guarantee you better days are coming. And those better days, all will see and declare, this is the Lord's doing. And it shall be marvelous in your eyes and their eyes also, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So this morning, I'm asking somebody here. I'm asking a brother of mine. I'm asking a sister of mine who is saying, I need some better days in my life. I'm asking that frustrated one, that anxious one, that depressed one, that one that is wondering, when will my own come? The Lord is saying unto you this morning, I'm going to give you a new vision. Amen. And the vision you will see is the vision of better days. Amen. Oh, your weeping has come to an end. The time for you to begin to rejoice is here. Yes, many calendar years have gone by and your biological clock is ticking away, but the Lord knows how to renew your strength again. I know that that which the Lord has placed in your mind that you have forgotten about, He will remind you again this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you please tell somebody next to you and say, better days are coming. I mean, seriously, turn to somebody and say, better days are coming. Please, better days are coming. Can you please tell somebody and look at them in the eyes and hold their shoulder and say, I said, better days are coming. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Can you just excuse me for a moment? Look for seven people and just tap them and say, better days are coming. Better days are coming. Go ahead, look for seven people and just tap them on the shoulder and say, better days are coming. Come on, smile. Better days are coming for you. Come on, rejoice. Better days are coming. Do not give up now. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Yes, better days are coming. Better days are coming. Better days are coming, my brothers. Better days are coming, my sister. Better days are coming your way. You can smile again. You can rejoice again. You can rejoice again.